another episode of Getting Literate.
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh my god, of course. Love
my
favorite co-host.
What are we reading this week, Julia?
We're reading Angel Square by Brian Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
What are we drinking this week, Katie, as you take a little sip of Rooney?
Yeah, okay, that's yummy. It's like hot chocolate with Bailey's, and I think you said mint Kahlua?
Yes.
Fucking tasty.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made mint Kahlua.
Yeah, they do. Yum. It's like only comes out around the holidays. Like it's peppermint.
Oh, it's peppermint.
But they rebranded it to just mint.
Interesting.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Choices. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a fucking coffee liqueur art. Anyways, whatever. Why are we reading Angel Square, Julia?
Because you told us to.
Mm. I was hinting more so at the fact that it's like December.
Oh, it is December.
Yeah. And I figured you'd want to talk about Christmas.
I love Christmas.
If you don't want to, we can move on.
It's fine. I love Christmas things. I love Christmas time. So we're going to Hallmarkify a
bit. Jesus fucking Christ. Sorry, that's minty.
Yeah.
Feels like I drank toothpaste a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I think I just got, like, a strong hit of the Kahlua.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why they rebranded to just mint.
Yeah.
Not bad, but...
Yeah.
Huh. Sorry, I 100% interrupted you.
Yeah, you did.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. So we're Hallmarkifying by making everything Christmas for this month.
The Hallmarkification of middle-class America.
Woo!
Let's go.
And we're starting it off with Angel Square. So Angel Square is about this young Tommy boy, also known as the Shadow, and he is seeing Angel Square through new eyes. Someone who hates Jews has beaten up his best friend's father and beaten him up for real. The Shadow won't rest until he finds out who did it. This has nothing to do with the fact that it's set during Christmas time. There's snow. It's snow in Canada, Ottawa, where Katie's from.
Yep.
It has a lot of Christmas themes. It's giving Charlie Brown.
It's giving
A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah. It has a lot of Christmas, but I think the reason that I was like, yes, let's read this to start December off is because as much as you love Christmas... I fucking hate it.
That is minty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, so, it's a lot.
I did a half shot.
A half shot.
A half
Cheers.
Shot. Cheers.
Fucking yum. I do love Christmas drinks.
Uh-huh.
Just, and also, no, one thing I love about Christmas is being able to go home and just, like, start my day every morning with, like, a little bit of Kahlua in my coffee. That's
just
a nice,
little
pleasant
splash.
Treat.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the holiday itself. Not a fan of how early it starts. Not a fan
it
of most Christmas music.
It starts way too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so does the Christmas music start way too early.
Yeah. Not a fan of the whole corporate, you know, commodification thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Katie's a communist, so my family doesn't even do Christmas anymore. So.
Yeah.
Haven't for 2 years. Last year we didn't decorate the tree. I don't know if it's going to go up this year. Fucking cheers.
I can't drink to that.
I'm going to because it's kind of nice. We just chill. And every year on Christmas we actually go to the movies. And we have for like 10 years now. So.
Oh, that's actually really cute.
It is really nice. Yeah. I feel bad for making people at the movies work. But it's nice for me. So, you know. But yeah, okay, so I forgot how much Christmas is actually in this book.
Yeah.
And so part of the reason that I was suggested it is because I read it like a long time ago.
Yes.
And I was like, and you were like, we should do all Christmas books for December. And I was like, I will kill myself. let's start off the first week of December with something like kind of chill.
Uh-huh.
That's like set around Christmas, but it's not about Christmas.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And so, but there is like a decent amount of Christmas in this. So I think that you might, and also it's fucking funny.
It is.
So I think that you might have given this 5 stars.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yay, I get to drink for that. That's so fun for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think you might have given this 4.5.
Yeah. No, 4.
4.
Sorry.
That was my original guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to drink for having an original guess and then changing it. Then you also get to drink a half sip for doing it wrong. So that's 1.5 sips for you. Congratulations. You're winning.
Aww.
Not that we ever
drinking
keep track.
My toothpaste.
But yeah, it is fucking minty.
It's fucking minty. I put it in every single espresso martini that I make us. This Kahlua.
This peppermint liqueur.
Yeah.
bite.
I don't know why it's giving this much peppermint tonight specifically.
Is it the hot chocolate?
Oh, maybe. It might be peppermint hot chocolate. I didn't look. I just scooped.
See, I can't trust you on this. Every time you make drinks, you're like, yeah, I didn't follow the recipe. Didn't look at it. Not once.
There was no recipe. No, I made hot chocolate and then I put shots of things in it.
No, which is fair, which is fine. But like, you don't even know like the type of hot chocolate you're. I didn't look. I just went.
Yeah, it says that's Tim so Hortons. Reckless. Yeah.
It's Tim Hortons.
Yeah. I don't think it was peppermint.
Yeah, it probably wasn't then. I don't know that they sell that anyways, whatever. It's on it. It doesn't really matter. It's just you live your life so recklessly in the kitchen, and I don't understand really how you do this. Like, yeah, no, I don't use measurements when I cook, but like, I don't just disregard labels. But anyways, tell me about what you liked about this book. Back to the thing at hand, the podcast that we have.
Yeah. I really love Gerald in the diner talking like a gangster to the waitress.
Okay, drink.
Yay. Yeah. That was such a good scene.
It's so fucking cute.
He's such a cutie. And every Friday they do this. Every Friday they say the exact same thing to waitress. Like, imagine, like, working there.
It's friendship.
And these two little boys just come in every fucking Friday.
And, like, fucking commit to this whole thing.
Oh, they're committing to this bit.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Yeah. I liked the dad a lot.
Yeah.
He had some funny lines, like, turkeys as secret weapons, bombs, and camouflage. That poo pants joke, really got me.
It was hilarious. I mean, it got Tommy for 12 days.
12 whole days.
12 whole days.
Yeah.
Everyone thought it was the war.
Making him go crazy, but yeah, it was just a fucking good joke.
Him, like 10.
Yeah.
Then it's the war. No, he didn't serve. Like, he was here the whole time, whatever.
When Tommy and Sammy get each other the same present.
Oh, yeah,
that was so cute.
It is cute.
That was so fucking cute. I was like, aw,
it's giving.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you put that. You said it and now it's stuck in my head, and that's what I'm gonna say the whole fucking episode. It's giving.
Giving.
It's giving thanks. It's giving Christmas.
Getting giving with Angel Square.
Anyways,
she's considering it.
I am,
folks.
Considering it.
What is her top three? What is she giving?
I am giving. I love this fucking quote. It's from like the sixth page, maybe earlier than that. And he's like writing the letter to himself, right? And his teacher's like, "What are you talking about? Why would you want to write a letter to somebody else? The best way to practice was to write to yourself, and then when you got that right, you'd be allowed to write to somebody else and shut up and don't be impertinent."
Yeah.
Like, because the whole book's written like that.
Exactly. Like a little child's stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Like, I think if there's one point where he's like, I have to stop right here and tell you about how I met Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
Like, immediately. We have to dive into this right immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, bruv, you're mid-activity.
Yeah, literally. You're
like, I think he has, like, one fist in the air to, like, kill, like, to beat somebody up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, no, you don't have to stop right there. We can get to this later. But I just love that it's written like that. And I think that quote is, like, a really good example.
Yes.
And, yeah. And I really like when they go to the diner on Friday. So I think that's really cute.
The diner.
It's really cute. And then I really like this quote, which I'm trying to find right now. Because I'm silly. Yeah. And here I was shaking the ashes. I got 10 cents each time for doing it and thinking that Christmas was getting close, but I didn't have any Christmas feeling yet. I was wondering when it was going to come. You couldn't make it come. It just had to happen.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. It's a really good one. I highlighted that too.
Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah.
Because, like, as much as I hate Christmas, like, you know, when you're a kid and you're like, it doesn't feel like Christmas. Like, that's devastating.
Yes.
And I don't know. I really like that quote. So, those are my top three. There's, like, lots about this book that I like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. But a lot of it is, like, the way, because it's written like a child.
Yeah.
But a lot, like, it just hits, you know?
In a really good way, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what didn't you like so much about it?
Did not love the whole bit where his dad's friend, Frank, is there.
Oh, fucking
And then
the Frank.
Fucking camera gets crushed by the street car.
That was the worst part about Frank for you?
No.
Okay.
But I really don't like that scene. Something about it feels very tragic.
Yeah.
in like a deeply painful way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a fan of that.
Anyway, drink.
Okay. I guess, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I just had Frank on my worst.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I also don't like that his sister was, like, assaulted.
Drink.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
Because she's, like, they call it, like, MD, mentally deficient, which is definitely not what it should be called. But there's also, like, not, like, an actual, we're not given, like, an actual diagnosis for, like, what is up with her. Yeah. But, so, she's not allowed to go outside because she used to be allowed to go outside on a leash, and now she's not allowed to go outside because when she was on a leash outside, somebody pulled her pants down.
Yep.
And that's fucked, and that makes me sad. And it was, like, somebody that, like, his friend is friends with. And I'm like,
I know.
Sad. I don't know if I have a third worst.
Not even Mr. Log?
Well, yeah, but...
Just, like, the description of his apartment made me want to yarf.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a good worst. I'm like, what? I don't know if I disliked anything else, but yeah, you're right. That's... So thank you. I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Love a 3 for 3 moment.
Thank you for providing me with a third. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was just not good.
Talk to me about this book.
It's so, like, beautifully heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Beautifully heartbreaking is how I would describe it.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. I was looking through, like, the pictures of, like, quotes that I have. I'm trying to find if I was, like, actually thinking of a third worst. No. Mm-hmm. But there's this one fucking quote where he's, like, praying.
Aww.
And he's like, a nice time. That's what I prayed for. The prayer might work, I thought. Or it might not. It was a mystery. And it's just like, you're praying for a nice time?
Yeah, he is.
Like, you're talking direct to God. You can ask for anything you want. You just want a nice time? I'm gonna cry. Like, good night. That's it for me. God, I love that.
Yeah.
But it's sad.
It is really sad. Yeah. And it's like how little kids don't really know, like, how God works. And like, they're like, he's just Santa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was really
giving that. But then also he knows that, like, the fake Santa at Woolworths isn't
the Santa. Real Santa, yeah.
Which I kind of, I also love that that's
I also how he, love it too.
Like, tells the police that he knows who beat up Sammy's father. Because, like, I don't know, something about that is, like, you know the movie where the kid gets the gun?
A Christmas Story.
Yeah. It gives me those vibes.
That was one of the first things I said about this.
Yeah. But and like I love the, it. Just like the very specific moment of being like, I know who has like almost murdered this man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tell Santa about it.
Yeah.
Because he's also a policeman.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go to the police directly. I'm going to go to him as Santa in Woolworths, sit on his lap and tell him what I want for Christmas. Is this man arrested?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It was fucking cute.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really liked, I don't know. I think you brought up him praying. I think it was very interesting how, you know, so it's on Angel Square is where he is like,
yeah,
this weird square where like it's three. Where all the schools are. So there's three different schools. There's like the Catholic school, the French school, and the Hebrew school. Or yeah.
I think so.
I guess maybe it's just like a public school, but no. It must be.
Well, it's in 1945. So yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea. What?
You got the book. You can check.
I don't want to check. What am I checking?
Well, he does say which schools are where when he talks about.
But they're all in the square. So
no, I know, but he talks about which ones are which, but I can look it up.
It's not really important. My whole thing is that, you know, everyone is, in this novel, most of the characters are so, like, labeled by, like, what school they go to, like, you know, and their identities and stuff like that, and you're just beating people up because they're other.
Yeah.
And Tommy keeps talking about how he is not in anything.
Yeah.
Like, he's not Jewish, he's not French-Canadian, he's not Catholic, is the other one? Is it, like, Catholic or specifically Irish Catholic? He's not Protestant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not anything.
He's not Irish Catholic, yeah. They're called Dogans.
Yeah.
Which I fucking love.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say it.
I don't think it's a slur.
Okay.
Apologies if I'm wrong. Katie, I will be cutting that out. Don't pay me.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a...
Decently... I'm also Irish.
She's Irish Catholic, so it's fine.
Like, I'm also, like, very Irish, very Catholic.
Yeah. So
if it is a slur, I am allowed to say it.
Exactly.
Oh, it is offensive. It's offensive Canadian, specifically. Mm. From Oxford Languages.
Good.
It's a Roman Catholic, especially one of Irish origin, so yeah, I fucking can say it.
Yeah.
cool. Great. It's French-Irish Catholic and Jewish kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... I think it would be, like, a Hebrew school.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, how do you think, like, the fact that he isn't anything, like, what do you, like, take from that? What do you think about that? How do you think it affects the novel?
Well, the French Catholic kids probably don't think that they're anything either.
The pea Catholic, soups.
No, I know, but they're probably, like,
wah.
Yeah. Just walking around fucking Lower Town quacking. Right? Like, yeah. You know, wah, wah, ben, la, but like, fucking. Anyways. So, there's that. I think that you're right, because it's all about, like, other, and he's like, I'm not anything, but, like, if he wasn't him, he'd think that he was something, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of interesting that positions him as a narrator, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Because it almost puts him on, like, neutral ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then it doesn't, because...
Yeah, he goes to the... Outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes to the Hebrew school. He's friends with a pea soup. That's what they call the Frenchies, which is so fucking funny to me. Like, where is that from?
I don't know.
Please Google it. And then there's the Irish Catholics. Katie can say, not me.
Dogen.
Yeah. Oh, what else do I want to say?
Pea soup, French Canadian insult. It's a pea souper. It's a, because pea soup is a dense yellowish fog. It's a francophone from the province of Quebec specifically. I don't know. I think it's just like.
Funny.
The prevalence of pea soup in French cuisine.
Cheers. So,
hilarious, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about, FFF? I forgot her name. Fitchy. One with hamburger buns and cigars.
I don't like that.
No.
No, that's my fucking third.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am, that, something about that is, like...
So tragic.
Not even tragic, it's just, like, I don't like it.
No.
I mean, like, a little bit tragic, but also that's what, like, kids are doing at, like... 9-10 years old.
Yeah.
Did you, I don't know, you went to Catholic school, right?
Yeah.
Did you have, like, the family living books?
Yeah.
And then everyone, there was, like, the one section that was about, like, honoring God by becoming a parent. And it was, like, here's how babies are made.
Yeah.
Technically. Like, very technically. We're not going to tell you, but they still had, like, the diagram, like, the very medical diagrams, and everyone would, like, flip to them and be, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Scandalous. Like, that's what you do as a child, right? So I'm, like, is it so much, like, tragic to me as, like, I don't well, maybe the fact that she's like, do you want to see it?
Yeah.
I'm like, it makes me uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable. She's like 10. Like, I don't know how old she is, but she's like young-ish, and she's like always back in a shed with, like, boys and out in the streetcar barn with boys, and I'm like,
There's something, it's fucked there.
Yeah.
But the specific hamburger cigar scene.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I have a hamburger and you have a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Well,
but
not
it makes
really.
Me
that's not exactly what she said. She just drew a picture in the snow, like, draws and that's how he interpreted it.
Yeah. She draws him and he's like, it looks like a hamburger on its side. And then she draws, like, a dick. And he's like, it looks kind of like a cigar. And I'm like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of cute how he, like, interprets that and then just continues with it.
Yeah.
But, like, he kind of knows.
Yeah.
Because I think he uses them to refer to something later on.
Yeah, he's like, ah, oh, those two people were passing pictures of hamburgers and cigars to each other.
So he, like, knows. But it's just like, it's, you know, you're a child and that's going to be a formative part of your psychosexual development.
Yeah.
Not to quote Freud, but yeah.
Yoinks.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of the very distinct Canadian-ness of it?
Oh, I loved it.
Because, it's, like, set in Ottawa.
Yeah. What did you think of it being set in your hometown?
It was fun. It's fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I know the places that they're fucking talking about, right? Like, it's...
Yeah.
Especially, I forgot that it was set in Ottawa.
And then the fucking book opens, and the guy who beat up Sammy's father was wearing a Richie Feed and Seed bag on his head. And I'm like, oh, that's where I went this summer to get my, like, my garden supplies. Cool.
I didn't even know it was a fucking real place. Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought that was made up.
Fave place. Shout out Richie Feed and Seed. Sponsor us. Love you. please don't make me pay $250 for garden supplies again next year. But it's okay. I'll give you the money anyways. But yeah, so it's like, it's fun. I don't know. It's fun for me to be like, yeah, like I know St. Patrick's Basilica. I know Rideau Street.
Yeah.
And like the Woolworths on Rideau Street. Obviously that was 1945, but like that's still a major shopping mall and they go by like Le Chateau. Like it's just,
yeah,
it's very fun.
I understood Byward Market. And Rideau. Rideau Street. Yeah. I knew Rideau.
Yeah. You know Rideau.
Yeah.
Rideau.
Okay.
I don't know, it's just, it's fun, and, like,
yeah, you
know, like
go Lower off, Town is, like, more. A place.
I don't know, I don't have, the thing is, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's so very distinctly, like, centered geographically.
Yeah.
Like, or not centered, set.
Set.
Like, there's no ambiguity. Like I said, like, mm-hmm. Richie Feed and Seed is quite literally a real store that I have gone to recently.
Yeah.
Like, so it's very specific in, like, time and place, but it's also, like, I forget that they're in 1945.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, even though he makes references to all of these very specific, like, time and place markers and, like, Woolworths, which no longer is on Rideau Street. Like, that's not even, I don't think it's a department store anymore, period, anywhere in the world. I think it's gone now. And, like, you know, they talk about, like, oh, like, the war was just over and they're on radio. I love how
they're listening to the radio.
Yeah, they're listening to the radio, and he's like, I leave on, like, the long dash. Indicates 1 o'clock. I fucking love that.
Yeah.
It just gives me, like, listening to, like, CBC in the car vibes.
Yeah.
My dad, and it's just, like, very nice. It's very cute.
It's so cute.
Whenever they're, like, the long dash indicates whatever, and then we see if, like, the, mm-hmm. like, time, like, on the time on the car, mm-hmm. like, in the truck is, like, correct
yeah.
by that. Like, it's just, like, it's fun. Like, it's very Canadian. It's very, like, reminiscent of, like, growing up in Canada, specifically
yeah.
in Ottawa. Shout out me. but, like, at the same time, it's so timeless
yeah.
in the way that it's written. And I think that's part of it from, like, being, like, a child's point of view.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're kind of absorbing everything without actually taking in details.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But at the same time, that's how he knows how to get home.
Exactly.
Right? He needs to know the different streets in Lower Town. And, like, how he goes to Rockcliffe. Is that not? Yeah, that's where he goes.
Yes, he does.
And that's, like, the upper class area, right? And so
yes.
he goes from, like, seedy little Lower Town. Which is no longer seedy. but you go from seedy little Lower Town where everything is called a street. And they have dinner at noon.
Uh-huh.
And
because they're working class and
yeah.
they need to have their main meal.
Yeah. And then he goes to Rockcliffe and he's like, and they're not all called street. And they call it supper when it's
dinner
time. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And he names off all these streets and he like talks about how he gets different places and taking streetcars and stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, like, you're, as, like, a kid, like, you're so set in, like, where you are physically in the world, but you're
yeah.
also, like, absolutely not at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that that's, like, communicated really effectively in this book.
I agree.
Yeah.
Also, so wild how his dad just lets him roam. Like, it's, like,
children.
So
far. All the children.
All the children simply vibes.
Everywhere.
They're just Roman.
Yeah.
He has, like, so many jobs. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I'm like, he works at Woolworths. What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
He's, like, 10.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
His dad's like, yeah, just take the street car home. I'll see you there.
Yeah. I mean, his dad's fucking funny.
Oh, love him.
I think his dad's, like, fucked up.
What do you mean?
Well, his dad is his dad.
Uh-huh.
He would have served, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then his aunt is always, like, I know she's, like, joking and being, like, haha, don't listen to him, but also, like, do you think his dad's got issues?
Like, PTSD and stuff?
Yeah, like, there seems to be something there where the fact that, like, Dottie isn't just, like, laughing.
Yeah.
She's like, don't listen to him, don't listen to him. I'm like, is he actually crazy or is he funny?
Yeah. I didn't consider it.
Yeah.
And I can talk about it why when I talk more about my essay.
Okay, well,
but
we have some time to go before that, but
uh-huh. I think that's really interesting. I didn't consider it, but I would totally believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, where's his mom? She passed away,
likely,
or did she run away?
That's the fucking question, right?
Like, well, it's a tough household to be in.
It's a tough household.
Right? So you have your daughter who has special needs.
Yeah.
A young son.
And, like, significant special needs. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it is very much so, like, round-the-clock care.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And your husband was probably away at war. And now he's come back. And he may or may not be sane.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So, did she run or did she die?
That's the question. That's the question. And also, like, Tommy's, like, 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. Did she leave before the war was over? Like, how long has Dottie been around?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. There's, like, so many unanswered questions. We got so much fucking backstory on, like, him and his friends and all of his friends, like, enemies and all of, like, the different beefs that they have with each other and, like, all of this shit. And then, like, his home life is such a fucking mystery and we get none of that. Like, I think...
I know. I mean,
it's that same thing again. Yeah. Where you're very specific, but also very, very, like, vague.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
What did you think? Didn't he not love... It's, like, fucked up, but at the same time, it's so funny when he's like, yeah, we were discussing this as we were trying to choke out two different people. Like, it was
so
just
fucking funny.
Consistently having, like, calm, collected discussions in the middle of, like, actively beating up on other people.
Oh, yeah, like, choking them with their own scarves, throwing snowballs in their, like,
mouth. Packing snow into their mouth to, like, suffocate them. Like,
And they're like, haha, we just had a chit-chat, you know, we were trying to solve this mystery while we were, like, beating some dudes up. I loosened my grip on his scarf a little bit because his face was starting to turn a bit purple.
Like, it's like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I love it, though. It's so funny.
It is so funny. It's perfect. Yeah. It's like such a perfect way to just, like, throw you in the world.
Yeah. It also, like, reminds me of, like, the Little Rascals. I don't know why. Something about it, I'm like, yeah, they're just running around being hooligans.
Exactly.
Just absolutely disgusting children. Like, oh, yeah, we wrestled in his coal bin.
That yeah, what the filthy. Fuck? That is disgusting.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Boys. Yuck.
Yuck.
So, anyways. No, I don't know. It was very fun for me, though, to, like, pick out all the different places and be like, ahaha, I know that one, and I know that one, and I know that one. I'm so special.
This book was made for me, specifically.
Quite literally.
As a person.
Yeah.
Tell me more about how you discovered this book, Katie.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that, because I... Yeah, so apparently your school did not do this. I don't know if this was, like, a thing that my mother knew about because she was, like, part of the school board, or if it was, like, a school thing. I don't know, because I was always the only one who attended. From my school, but it was basically, like, a thing that I went to when I was in elementary school, and I think maybe once in middle school, where it was like, hey, are you a child who likes to sit inside and read all day? Come to this, like, day-long workshop thing where we'll talk to you about being, like, a writer and, like, how to be an author, and we'll have authors there who will teach you how to write, and they'll, like, do exercises and stuff with you, and talk to you about what it's like to be an author and shit like that and answer your questions. And, you know, and they always had, like, different people there. Like, they would sometimes have, like, graphic novel artists and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So if you were, like, a kid who liked to sit inside and draw all day, you could go there and do that, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was always, like, really, really cool. It was really interesting and really fun. And they would always, like, have, like, books for sale. And I would come home with, like, 16 and my mother would be like, stop it. So, but yeah, it was really fun. And then, you know, as a indoor child, I had a lot of good times. But so I met the author, Brian Doyle, there, and that's the reason I have this book, is because it might be signed.
I'll look. For Kathleen, yeah. Brian Doyle.
Yeah. So signed my copy of the book. But yeah, so he was there at St. Paul University, which was very fun. It's a very old glebe kind of fucking Main Street area of Ottawa.
Did my uncle live in the Glebe?
He did. It's not quite... Yeah, no, it's more like... I'm trying to remember the name of the area. It's by Lansdowne now. Mm. It's like... It's weird.
Anyway.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I guess it would technically be... No, your uncle lived off of, like, Wellington.
I don't know.
That's Westboro.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think. If I'm remembering my Ottawa neighborhoods correctly. But yeah, so I got to, like, meet the author, and, like, he did, like, a workshop. Oh, my God. I just had a memory unlocked.
Memory unlocked.
This is the fucking workshop where I had intense embarrassment as a child because I was, like, 9, 10 years old, maybe 8.
Uh-huh.
And Brian Doyle was standing at the front of the classroom, and he was trying to do, like, an exercise with us, and he was, like, you know, think about, like, a dog, like a chihuahua, and he went to write the word on the board, and he was like, I don't know how to spell chihuahua, and I was like, yeah, will you spell it, like, if you pronounce it chihuahua, and then he was like, that's insane, and I went, I should never have spoken a single word to you, sir, I'm so sorry, so, you know, but just childhood trauma unlocked for all of you, yeah, I fucking forgot about that until just now, Jesus Christ.
Getting chihuahua'd.
Yeah, I was like, wow. No, you're right. That is insane, sir. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. I don't know who said that. I'm like a mentally ill person. I don't know her. Don't look at me. So, you know. Vibes. It was fun.
The ghost of a Victorian child possessed me. Spoke through me.
They knew what a chihuahua was. They knew how to spell it. And I don't know what to tell you, but we're going to need to do an exorcism right now.
We are at St. Paul's, close enough.
Paula Priest, yeah. Fuck. Anyways, yeah, so that was very fun. Very fun way to discover this little book. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Temporality is a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were like, you should just go off about, like, living in Ottawa and all the Ottawa things, and I'm like, ah. It's fun, but it fucks me up.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like childhood.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. It's fun, but it fucks you up. Like childhood.
Anything else you want to say about this book? I feel like you really liked it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about my essay. Is that okay? About my essay.
Then please, please tell me what you would write an essay on.
Okay, so I'd call it Angels, Squares, or Anything But.
Sexy.
How Tommy Sees Women in Angel Square.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
So, Madonna Whore Complex?
Yeah, pretty
Madonna
much.
Madonna Whore Complex.
Very inspired by that. So you said, like, what did you think about Aunt Dottie and how, like, she was not laughing at any of the dad's amazing jokes. And I really think it's, like, that quote that you said, was it last week or the week before, about motherhood? And, like, it's, like, the daughter and the father conspire against the mother, but they can't be spared. The daughter can't be spared her fate or whatever. I got really, like, kids already being, especially boys, already being socialized to demean women.
Yep.
And not to take them seriously and that they are better than them, even though he's literally 10 and she's, like, a woman.
Yeah.
Like,
it's, like, that quote, but, like, reversed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right? So, because, like, there's not a lot of women or girls in this, novel, and they are in, like, very specific categories. So his sister Pamela, like, okay, so there's that whole section in the book called People in the Book,
yeah, so, which I love.
I love it. It's so funny. So his sister is an angel.
The end of the book too.
Yeah,
which is interesting.
I'm like, come on,
it's like a play, but, like, afterwards. Reverse. Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
So his sister Pamela is an angel who couldn't know anything, right? So we have the angels, the people who, like, all right, angels. I'm just going to stop saying it. I think his Aunt Dottie's, like, a square, like a neat freak. Like, she's, like, a rule follower, a rule abider, like a buzzkill. And then there's, like, a lot of mention of girls who, like, are anything but angel or square. So, like, useless girls in the movies and, like, sluts like Fitchy. And I just think it's, like, a really interesting commentary on how even at a young age, like, boys divide women into categories based on, like, their mannerisms and worth. And they have this sort of superiority, even though he's, like, a 10-year-old boy. And I know he's written by, like, an actual man.
Yeah.
So that could, like, be, like, come into play. And he's like, okay, what would a boy think about this? A young boy in the 1940s.
Yeah.
You know? But I just...
Well, he was also old, I think. So he might have been drawn in his own life.
Really?
Yeah. He was, like, really old, and this was, like, 13 years ago.
And you said chihuahua.
Yeah.
Babe,
I, like, was embarrassed. I was, like, traumatized. Did you not see me, like, have to take a second after I unlocked that little
Yeah.
He was an elderly man. And I had said, Chihua Hua to him. Like a fucking idiot.
He was anyway. Too blue cheeks to you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was, but, like, nicer. He was, like, a nice person, which is why I felt even worse. Because he was like, that's insane. But then he followed it, and he was like, that works. Thank you. And then I was like, I feel like the worst person on the planet right now. You are old and wise. And I said the word Chihua Hua to you. Anyways.
Nice. So I just think it would be really interesting to, like, close read the people in the book section, like, and I'm going to do some examples. So there's one person in the book called The Girl.
Yeah.
Colon, useless but nice.
Me. Tag yourself. Yeah.
There's Laura Secord. Like,
I love that she's mentioned.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, nice lady, mean face.
Is Laura Secord a thing across Canada? It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Laura
Secord. We have her on the
yeah, okay,
Gulf cool. Mall. Yeah.
Cool. I thought so.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember that being, like, a big fucking deal when I was a kid. Going to the mall and being like, oh my god, Laura Secord.
Oh my god.
Yum.
Then there's Mrs. LaFramboise, and she's a detective's mother. So really like the quote that you mentioned a lot, like, she's reduced to one thing, and she's just a mother.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The mother of a boy, and that's all she is now.
Mm-hmm.
There's Anita Pleat, the smartest girl. Martha Banting, the nicest girl. Melanie Bleach, the worst writer in the class.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's interesting that he goes, because he's talking about the people outside at recess.
Yes.
And he's like, so-and-so who's, like, the, like, toughest Dogen, so-and-so who's, like, the toughest pea soup, so-and-so who's, like, the toughest Jewish kid, like, so-and-so who's the weakest one, the sissiest one, like, and he names them all by, like, those categories.
Yeah.
But then he talks about the girls.
Yeah.
And they don't get a category.
No, they get nicest.
They get nicest.
Smartest.
Yeah.
Worst writer in the class.
Yeah.
No, but there's a, well, I thought that the sissiest Irish Dogen. Catholic, yeah, was a girl, but I could be wrong. Like, I just don't know, like, who.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't tell, like, gender from these. So maybe you talk while I skim real quick.
Yeah, well, no. Well, I was just thinking about that because, like, that stood out to me when I was reading that I was like, mm-hmm. okay, like, we're going to go through and we're going to designate, like, the guys, the boys in, like, the fucking schoolyard. And we're going to talk about, like, the weakest one and the sissiest one and all
Sorry,
this shit.
Do you think Clary is a boy's Irish name?
I would think so okay. because he doesn't say that it's a girl. But every other girl is not given the distinction of, like, French, Jewish, true. Irish. They're just
and,
girls.
Yeah, and also when he talks about them, like, they're just, like, the smartest girl, the nicest girl. It always yeah. has that qualifier.
Yeah. So, like, I would think that if it was a girl, he would say that.
Yeah. Also, he wouldn't call a girl a sissy.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would just, I really want to explore that in an essay.
I like that. Thank no, you. I like that a lot. Yeah. A lot.
What would you do your essay on?
So once again, back to the, which I looked up to make sure that I had the wording right, and it's CBC's longest running segment. It's been going for like 80 plus years now,
mm-hmm.
since 1939, mm-hmm. the beginning of a long dash, temporality and permanence in Angel Square.
Wow.
So, because I really, like,
yeah,
you know.
That is so CBC.
Not to once again be like, I'm from Ottawa.
Oh, God, kill me.
What did you think was going to happen? You said, go off about Ottawa, Katie. So I'm from there. Big city vibes. So fucking weird. Anyways, but like it's weird to be like, yes, this is written for, like, it's set in the 1945, mm-hmm. the year of our Lord.
1945 years after our Lord Jesus died.
Yeah, exactly. So that's like what, 55, 75, 77 years ago?
Yeah, sure. You're the math one.
Yeah. I think it's 77 years almost.
Yeah.
Like maybe 76. As of, like, right now.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, like,
mm-hmm.
so many of the places that he names are still around. But so many aren't.
Yeah.
And, like, the beginning of Long Dash is 80 years old. Mm-hmm. CBC, 80 plus. CBC's longest running segment. And it is still something that I can relate to having heard.
Yes.
And this kid in 1945 can relate to having heard. And I think that it speaks to some kind of, like, universality of human experience.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, also, like, the very specific Canadian experience.
Yes.
You know? And so, like, temporality versus, like, permanence. Like, are things always temporal? Are things always permanent? Are they some weird mix of both? Are you, like, the place where you're from? Or the experiences that you've had? Or are you somehow both, but also neither?
Yeah.
But also, he's nothing. Right? Like, I just want to, there's so much to play with there.
So much.
And I really want to look at it more because it's so interesting. So, and it is something that I picked up on very specifically because I was like, yes, 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 I know these places.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I've heard these things on in a car on my way to those places.
Yes, I've gone to Richie Feed and Seed. like, yes.
I could wear that bag over my head if I wanted to.
I would not act the same way.
No.
But I could if I wanted to. Like, wear the bag. I would not act that way. That is a hate crime. Should be punished as such. But, you know.
Anyways,
not to be, you know, whatever.
Parting thoughts?
Parting thoughts. I learned the word Dogen is a slur, but I'm allowed to say it, so that's fun. What a good time. What a fun little time for me.
Yeah. I learned that... how to spell Chihuahua today.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go kill myself now. Anyways.
This has been another episode of Getting Literate. I'm Julia.
I'm Katie.
Good night, sleep tight, set your clocks following the long dash tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cheers.
This has been an episode of Getting Literate with Julia Honadel and Katie McCullough.
Be sure to follow us on social media at Getting Literate on all platforms and follow the podcast from wherever you're listening for more opportunities to get lit and get literate.